3. Augie was on the roof, cleaning out the busy beehives. He was still thinking about the unfeeling brute.
How do you help someone who doesn't want anything?
Willow was trying to catch a busy bee in her paws.
Maybe Fan is right,
she said.
Maybe we should just leave her alone.
Of course I'm right!
Fen called from inside a hive. Augie wiped the beeswax off his hands.
I'm not ready to give up just yet.
When Augie came to the island,
he made a promise to care for all the beasts in the fabled stables, even the hard-to-love beasts. He didn't stop caring for the busy bees, just because they might sting him.
Whatever the brute needs, it's my job to help.
I know,
Willa said.
We can ask Professor Cake what to do.
Professor Cake was the man who owned the island. He was very old and very clever. He was also very busy.
I know I shouldn't bother the professor,
said Augie.
But maybe just this once.
Suddenly, the stable shook and shuddered and twitched and sputtered. A moment later, everything was still again. Augie picked himself up. He and Willa looked at each other.
A new arrival!
They cried. 4. Sometimes the fabled stables changed to make room for a new beast. The whole place would rearrange itself, and then Augie would find an empty stall that led to a beast somewhere in the wide world. It was Augie's job to go out and rescue that beast from danger.
Race you there!
Augie shouted.
I win!
Willa cried from 2 floors below.
I'll get you next time,
Augie said, catching his breath. He slid down a rope and landed beside her. A new stall had appeared right next to the unfeeling brute. Augie looked at the words on the sign.
Tattletale?
Willa wrinkled her nose.
That doesn't sound like a very friendly thing.
Augie rolled up his sleeves.
Friendly or not, it's our job to help.
What did you say?
Fen knocked the side of his head.
I think I've got beeswax in my ears.
You have ears?